Be a hero. Be vegan. Save the world.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
我们的节目提供多种语言, 请看 suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Because the Lord says, I am the light of the world, as long as I am in the world. Of course, the Lord still blesses us, you know, in any way He can, through a master or through any holy person, any pure person, He can do that. But doesn't mean we can go ahead and keep sinning ourselves and expect that the Lord's death will wash away our sins. No way.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic on Luxese, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Yizhen Zhe means hello in Altai, one of the official languages of the Altai Republic. My name is Amir. The benevolent Altai people are grateful for caring friends like you who show concern for the environment by using renewable energy in their business enterprises. Located in Russia's southern Siberia, the Republic of Altai is a largely mountainous region with majestic glaciers that feed hundreds of rivers and lakes. An area called the Golden Mountains has been recognized as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. This includes Altai's Mount Baluka, a triple-peaked mountain considered by many to be sacred. Altai is also home to Selugem National Park, created to protect the habitat and lives of rare wildlife like the Altai ugly sheep and the shy snow leopard. The Altaian people are very close to nature, some even living in the high mountains. Their traditions include the telling of epic tales, of heroic figures, sung softly with a throat singing technique, accompanied by music on Altai folk instruments. Altaian culture also values artistic works, like those of the artist Grigory Korosgurkin. His paintings, displayed in the capital city's Enokin Museum, convey not only the grandeur of the Altaian landscape, but also its people's reverence for the natural world. It was a pleasure to offer you a glimpse of the marvelous Altai Republic, unique viewers. We wish you the best of luck in finding a true master who can help you attain enlightenment. For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Guanyin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Guanyin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gucci Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. Etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, The Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Friday, March 26, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Qinghai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled The Phoenix, Part 4 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on March 26, 2021.
So just like Jesus, because he's born to be a master, so he be enlightened very fast and become a master in no time. But not all his disciples became a master like his spiritual status. They can be successors, but it's not necessarily that St. Paul or St. Peter are as highly spiritual as the Lord Jesus. You understand now?
Yes.
Okay. In the physical, it's different. Maybe a student can bypass a teacher. But in the spiritual domain, it's different. You have to be born like that. You're born to be a master. Okay?
Yes.
Just like in some kingdom, you know, a crown prince will be king. Born to be king.
Yes.
Right.
From birth already, he is a prince. And he is a future king. He's afforded with all kinds of royal treatment, yeah? As a prince and future king. So it's like that with masters, okay? They're born to do that. They did that before, or maybe it's their mission to do it this time. Okay, huh?
Yeah. Yes, Master.
Even though we are all equal, but we need to put a lot of effort in order to be chosen to be a master. We have to reach that height, okay? We can, all of us can, but we must do it first. Okay. Yeah. All of us can become the professor in university, but we must learn. We must reach that height in order to be a professor. Got it now?
Yes, yes, Master.
Yeah, all right. I don't know why I talk so much. What was it, the question? Okay, so in my own observation, I think the Buddhist monks, even the Tibetan monks, they eat meat also, but they have so many teachings to learn. You understand me? They have no time for their mind to be used by any of the devious influences of the world. They have to learn by heart many sutras. They have to do many mudras, meaning special gesture of the fingers and the hands.
Yes.
There's so many things to learn. So that's so busy. So they all have to concentrate on that all day long. And it was a strong tradition, you know, national religion. So even the Tibetan people, they eat meat, but they don't eat as much. I don't think they drink wine. They are not allowed to drink alcohol. It's very clearly stated in even the normal five precepts. You don't use any intoxicants, including alcohol. But the Christians, they're more liberal. They can drink wine and they eat meat and all kinds of things, anything, anything. And there are not enough teachings for them, just one Bible. Jesus did not live long enough to leave them a lot of guidance. And they're not allowed to study any others, you know, doctrine.
Right.
It's like heresy to them. So the young, idealistic priest, you know, with his able, strong, beautiful body and the hormone surging inside, with not a lot to do. And freedom to experience this and that and others. And the false belief that Jesus will rescue them, even if they sin.
Yes, Master.
This is a very false concept. Because the Lord says, I am the light of the world, as long as I am in the world. Of course, the Lord still blesses us, you know, in any way he can, through a master or through any holy person, any pure person, he can do that. But doesn't mean we can go ahead and keep sinning ourselves and expect that the Lord's death will wash away our sins. No way. Okay?
Yes.
No
yes,
way.
Master.
Even to eat one apple only, God will not receive you back again. Because that's disobedience, disrespect to God's commandments and authority. It's not just an apple.
Yes, Master.
Yes, Master. Yeah. But God already said you don't even have an intimate relationship with another man as if you do it with a woman. Then that is very clear, or no?
Yes, Master.
You don't have to always be in a Catholic denomination. There are also other branches of Christianity. They also marry, have children, and still be a missionary or minister.
Yes.
And nowadays, a woman can also some.
Yes.
So if you really cannot hold on to that, then be honest. Because God is watching. Heaven is watching. God is forgiving. But you cannot continue mocking his rules and teachings like that.
Yes, Master.
Maybe one time he has forgiven, but you have to be really humbly repentant. You have to repent, knowing that it's really sinful. And don't just do it like normal, like watching a movie, or like you are a normal person outside you can marry. You can also marry as a gay nowadays. So why don't just, you know, be honest, defrock yourself, go out and find a lover or something.
Yes, Master.
Even the law nowadays protects you. As a gay person or as a lesbian person, it's all open now. Even celebrities, they openly married same sex, Nobody says anything. People support and understand their love and understand their need to be with each other as company, as friend, the trusted friend in life.
Yes, Master.
Because in this life is lonely. And you grow up and you have to have so much responsibility and nobody really understands you and you cannot talk to anybody. You can talk to your parents, but different things. You come home from work, you want some people there, you know, with you to share your hard day. And to just to laugh with each other, to talk about nonsense things. Just to, to ease your mind, you know?
So that
you can survive on this planet.
Because
it's really darn hard to survive here.
For anybody.
Yes, Master.
So on top of that, if somebody also condemns you, say you are a sinner, sinful like that, my God, I don't know how they live.
Right.
It's really very harsh on them, on their mental, on their psyche, you know, on their heart, on their emotions.
Yes.
They will feel terrible. They already feel like some complex. Only recently that the same-sex marriage or same-sex relationships are recognized.
Yes.
Still, people don't accept it all completely like a man marrying a woman.
Yes.
So they already burdened with all these complexities or that guilty or abnormal feeling. And very sad, very lonely already. If I'm a priest, for example, if I have the right to bless anyone, Even if God tells me, don't bless them, they are sinners, I will say, then please, you also don't bless me, because I am also a sinner. In this world, I cannot not sin. I eat even vegetables, I feel sinful already. In the old times, and now even the Jain people, in Jainism,
yes.
The Lord Mahavira teach them they have to wear a mask, just like you're doing now.
Yes.
The whole world become Jain. Because the Lord, he sees that when we breathe in and out, we kill many insects, you know, invisible germs and all that.
Yes.
So he tells you to wear a mask. It's also very good, no?
Yes.
Yes.
It's very hygienic. So in case you have sickness, you don't transmit it to others.
Yes.
Because sometimes you're sick, but you don't even know yet, right?
True.
Yes.
Uh-huh. It's also good like that. And it's less attractive. So maybe the priest will be less tempted to sin. Nah?
Yes.
And that is really a sin. Because when you are a man of the cloth, you know, you wear that holy garment, meaning you are dedicated to God completely, all your life, with all your heart, all your soul. You forget the whole world already. And you know that. And you vow celibacy. And if you did this kind of thing, especially to the minor boys, same sex, because mostly they have altar boys, and the priests are mostly men up to now.
Yes.
Now they allow some women, but I can count on my fingers only a few women. That is really sin. If we talk about sin, let's talk about that. Okay?
Yes,
Master.
Not the gay people, because they cannot help it. They are too lonely and feel burdened and feel sad already by the society's judgment, by their own complexity. They don't understand why they are like this. They feel not normal already. They feel burdened already. So if we cannot do anything to make them feel more confident, happy and normal, then don't hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Don't hurt their feelings. If we cannot help, then don't harm. That's what I say.
Yes, Master.
You don't have to bless their marriage. You just refuse them quietly.
Yes, Master.
You don't have to make a norm in the society and condemn 1/6 of the population. 1 in 6 humans are trans, gay or lesbian or, you know?
Wow.
Others, yes. Bisexual, yes. So we don't condemn 1/6 of the planet. 1/6 is official, maybe more. Because some people, they don't recognize their own sexual orientation until later on.
Yes.
Even past their maturity. Yeah, they don't know. And I just feel very, very sorry for them. My heart feels very aching for their situation. Because it's not their fault to be born like that. I told you many times already, between being a man and a woman, you go through this stage. If you have not completely been doing all the manly stuff when you were a man, then you are going stage-wise to be a woman. So you come in between, you know, as a lesbian or a gay. But if you completely well and have a lot of merit, then you just jump from being a man last life to be a woman in this lifetime.
Yes.
Right.
And no need to go through that transitional station.
Yes, Master.
They are just in a transitional station. So if God wants to accuse gay people, I mean the same-sex people that love each other, and like if I'm a prisoner, yes, forbid me to bless them because I sin, then I would say to God, I would still do it. And you put the sin on me. Because how can you as a human have a human heart and knowing the emotion and knowing the hardship in this life, put another yoke on another human being, make them feel more miserable, more destitute,
Yes.
more desperate, more lonely. My God. Isn't God the one who made them this way? Or who made them? You think the devil made them?
No, Master.
No. So God will forgive me if I forgive the gay people sin, but I don't think they sin more than anyone else, even less.
Vibrant viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Phoenix, Part 4 of 13 on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Humanity's Leap to the Golden Era, Washington DC Climate Change Conference, Part 8 of 17 on Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May you experience the bliss of being one with God.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Be vegan, make peace.